This is my base? I muttered, still looking around. What's a base?
Your base is your headquarters,
came an excited, happy-go-lucky voice behind me.
It's your home sweet home, where you come back after a long day of saving the world, where you can kick back and relax and spend your afternoon watching all those soap operas you missed while heroing.
I whirled around to see who had spoken. Standing behind me was a young man of about 18, his hands on his hips and a big, goofy smile on his face. He wore a green and white full spandex bodysuit, complete with big, bird-like wings extending out of his back. I wasn't sure how he sneaked up on me like that, or who he was, but he didn't look as threatening or mean as the thugs I beat up. "Who are you?" I said, taking a step back. The man thrust out a hand.
"Name's Joe Franco, but you can call me Cyclone. And I am your sidekick."
I didn't take Cyclone's outstretched hand because I still didn't quite trust him yet. "My sidekick?"
"Sure," said Cyclone cheerfully. "All heroes need a sidekick. Even villains have sidekicks. Aren't you aware of the sidekick system?"
I shook my head. "No, I have no idea what you're talking about."
"Then let me explain," said Cyclone, although he didn't lower his hand. "You see, when a new hero shows up, they get their very own sidekick. A sidekick's job is to not only support their hero, but also answer your questions and guide you through our big, beautiful, wonderful, fantastic world we call Earth."
I eyed Cyclone carefully. "Did you have to use 4 adjectives to describe Earth?"
"I could use 1,000,000 adjectives to describe Earth," Cyclone said without missing a beat. "My friends tell me I ramble too much, though, so I've been trying to restrain myself a little. Just a little, though, because I don't want to be too quiet. Being too quiet is just as bad as being too loud, but no one's ever accused me of being too quiet, although my sister Jessie is quite the intro."
"I get it," I interrupted. "You talk a lot."
"Right," said Cyclone. He smiled. "I like you already. You know how to use the fewest amount of words necessary to communicate your thoughts. I wish I could do that. Then maybe people wouldn't call me annoying behind my back, because I know that people are calling me annoying behind my back, and it really bothers—"
"What if I don't want a sidekick?" I asked, already finding myself understanding why other people called Cyclone annoying. Cyclone lowered his hand.
"Sorry, but sidekicks are mandatory for all first-time heroes. After a week, though, you can let me go if you want. But for now, you need to keep me. You'll keep me, won't you?"
Cyclone asked me that with big puppy dog eyes. I was under the impression that Cyclone had faced a lot of rejection before, and maybe was a little lonely. But that did nothing to make me feel more sympathetic toward him. If anything, it just made me more annoyed with him. Still, I took his hand and shook it. "Fine. Since I'm new, I'm going to need a guide anyway. Might as well be you." As I shook Cyclone's hand, a new notification appeared in my vision. "Sidekick acquired. Joseph Cyclone Franco is now your faithful sidekick. To check out his stats, powers, alignment, and more, go to the Sidekick tab in your menu. You just unlocked the Sidekick system. Like player characters, sidekicks can level up, learn new powers, equip new weapons and armor, and do pretty much everything else players can do. The difference, however, is that you have control over your sidekick's growth, choosing where to invest stat points, power points, and more under the sidekick screen in your menu. You can only have 1 sidekick at a time." Curious, I let go of Cyclone's hand and swiped away the notifications. I brought up the menu and, clicking sidekick, saw a list of sidekicks pop up in my vision. Cyclone was the sole inhabitant of the list, so I clicked on his name and I found myself staring at a complete 3D model of my sidekick, with his stats and powers set off to the side.